strolling out into a chilly night, clear night, stars, dog on lead, Rocky, that's his name actually. He's called Rockstar, is his long name, and Rocky for short. At the beginning when we got the dog, you know, there was a slight chance that we would, in a little fantasy, I imagine, that I would take to showing the dog. So there had to be the possibility of taking him to Crufts. This was just a little internal joke. Well, fantasy, is that the same as a joke? Never mind. The dog was... had Rockstar as long name and Rocky as short name, and here he is now, and a bit of a star, all right. I guess he's down on the ground and the other ones are on top, but thank goodness the weather has got so much better. We had a vicious front come in on top of us this afternoon, and I did take him out for a walk in it, and it was very unpleasant. So I've just come from a very intense meeting. Doesn't really particularly matter. Well, it kind of does matter what it's about. It was all about mental health and our own mental health. And so this is a walk for mental health. A bit of unburdening. Unemptying. Somebody mentioned the book Zen Golf to me this evening while we were having a cup of tea after the meeting. And this word Zen, I've always been seduced by. So this is a Zen walk. Of course, the trouble about this calling this a Zen walk is that it's a contradiction in terms. If I were just walking with the dog and not recording anything, I think I might have some chance of passing this off as a Zen experience. At least to myself, but since I'm multitasking and I have in my left hand pocket of my jacket an apple out of which I have taken three bites, so there's a possibility that I might interrupt the walk to consume food. All of this means that I don't seriously think that this is a Zen walk, but I rather like the idea of unburdening, lightening, reducing, diluting the weight of the day and the weight of thoughts and feelings that cluster. I think if thoughts, you know, went through and on and didn't linger and didn't become obsessional or didn't become a locus for obsessive attention, they'd be all right. Thoughts that just go by in the way that light fluffy clouds moves across the blue sky, there'd be no problem. And if feelings welled up and spilled over and moved on like lava down the side of a volcano, even, there wouldn't be any harm in them, or there wouldn't be any danger in them. But it's when they get stuck, when thoughts get stuck and feelings get stuck and cluster and gather and coalesce and bunch, that I need to come out for a walk with a cotton de tulle or a bit of white space or white fluff or something, and hang out. I was telling somebody today that I find it fairly easy to meditate when I'm not depressed, because I learned a long time ago that if you focus on your breath as it comes in one orifice and goes out another orifice, that'll take your mind away from dwelling on things, and that'll help, you know, dilute the intensity or the density of stuff. And it will help the mind to relax and thereby get to rest. Because that's what it's all about. And this does not feel very restful. We have almost been attacked by two dogs on the left and in front. You'll probably hear in a minute, and I will try to let you hear a dog bark, because this is a bit like Dogsville, this part of the estate. There are several dogs here, and they are all given to a they're all territorial beasts, and of course we're the intruders. And this cheeky little imp of a dog here, you know, butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. He never barks, but when he's in other dogs' space. But my goodness, back at home he does bark. And somewhere near here I heard a dog. No, you're right. There's no dog to be heard. I see the white car. The owner of the white car I have never spoken to. And I'll speak very lowly because I'm outside their house. Come on, Rocky, you're at the wall. No interest? He has no interest in lifting his rear leg, cocking his rear leg to be more exact. And he's done his business 7 or 8 times already, so who knows? He may have done enough. We're now turning for home, as golfers would do on the last nine, and who else would do? I suppose swimmers come to a last leg. Come on, Rock. Come on. That's a good dog. Yeah. Yeah. When I took him this afternoon, he pulled like mad on the lead. So what are you doing tonight? Where are you doing it? With whom are you doing it? Yeah. And why are you doing it? And actually, even more interestingly, how are you doing it? Yes, it's the how we do things, not what we do. That's important, isn't it? That's enough of that kind of stuff now. We're not going to launch into a bit of philosophizing. Yeah, we'll skip philosophizing and all that stuff, and we'll just dwell on the great improvement it is to be able to be outdoors. I'm just enjoying the moment of silence that comes with the out-breath, and the kind of, which is indeed an emptying. Yes, if you can take things out of your gut and disappear them, but more importantly, kind of take things out of the frontal lobe. Actually, I know nothing about the brain, so don't take me literally. You're not listening to somebody who's ever been on a biology course in his life. I did actually go to an autopsy once. Not sure if I ever told those of you who have listened to these rambles anything about the autopsy in Bordeaux that I attended back in about 1973 maybe, where the cadaver was brought in and I was surrounded by aspiring judges, students who were aiming to become judges in France. And, oh yes, I did mention it a long time ago, because somebody fainted and had to be taken out, and I can still actually see the bag being opened, and I won't describe any more, because this is not for description of things. This is for feeling of things and thoughts. And anyway, I don't want to go on too long. There's enough said. Rambling. I did one last thing. I must tell you today. I my curiosity got the better of me, and I decided on Audioboo I would do a search to find out who was the first person to record an Audioboo about walking the dog. And so I googled it and I went into the site and I put in the necessary things, and Hook popped up over three years ago. But that famous person, Christian Payne, documentary, and a photograph of his dog. Quite a big dog, really, in comparison with this one. And in his originating boo, if you like, there is somebody with a dog. I was being pulled. There are shadows moving across. There is a shadow. Oh, there's more than one shadow. There's a dog and a person. I suspect that's actually a woman, but I can't be sure. Anyway, back to Documentally. Documentally's dog. At the time, he said the dog would have to be walked three times a day. And given what I know about what Christian Payne gets up to and how busy he is, and he must have a dog walker. So, now there's a job I thought I could apply for. The job of dog walker. I did meet one walking around the estate, and that's a story for another time. But if you are a dog walker, in other words, and in this case I mean somebody who's actually been paid to walk a dog, do get in touch. It would be interesting to know. To hear some stories about walking other people's dogs. I think really that I've been lent this dog really by the universe, and that I'm on trial as a walker. So there we are. Look, enough for you tonight. I wish you all the best, and thank you very much for having a listen. Bye-bye.